103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe, the sounds of music, Soul Child with Yes. As promised, I am very excited to have my next guest in the studio. I'd like to welcome from Timberland Charter Academy, Principal Angela Coleman and Regional Enrollment Specialist Jody Timmerman. How are you ladies doing today?
We're well.
We're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today. There are some exciting things taking place at Timberland Academy that we want to, of course, let the public know, let the listeners in on. It is the summer break, but you ladies have been quite busy, so you really don't get a break during the summertime.
No, we don't. This is a fun part of the year where we're just preparing for growth and preparing for the next school year. Working out the bugs that we might have encountered in the former school year. It's a great time, but it's a busy time of the year.
I see.
It is busy. Mm-hmm. We have lots of great activities going on, and we still just love to see our families and the community as we're out, you know, preparing for the next school year.
Definitely. It's hard to believe how fast the summer is already going and school is just weeks away.
Yes.
When exactly does school start? Is that before Labor Day or after?
It is right after Labor Day.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So right after and then back to school.
Back to school. And then, like you said, we've got lots of events already planned throughout the summer, and I'm looking forward to our training with our staff. That's a full week before school starts. So in our eyes, from our perspective, it's ongoing, but it's a great time. It's a great time of the year.
Oh, yes, definitely. Like you said, you have plenty of activities going on, a ton of things planned. Where is Timberland located?
Timberland Charter is located one block south of I like to refer to the Great Lakes Ford dealership, right behind the Ford dealership on the corner of Barlow and McLaughlin, one block south of Apple Avenue.
Very easy to find.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, let's talk about some of the events that are taking place.
We got so many great events coming up here very, very soon. Actually, starting tomorrow from 10 to noon at the school, we have an event called Popsicles on the Playground, geared for kindergarten students to come out. And it is obviously located on the playground, and we will be providing popsicles for our kindergarten students. At that time, they'll get a chance to interact with some of the staff that's going to be there, namely our kindergarten staff. And this is also available to our new Young 5 students. And we will also be handing out our popsicles and giving the students opportunities just to enjoy our facilities in the playground. And we'll be signing up for kindergarten camp as well as doing some early kindergarten testing to get kind of a little bit more prepared for the school year and to, you know, give our teachers a good chance to know where their students stand. Okay. That's just tomorrow. And then on Wednesday night, a really great activity that we have for all of our families, for students of all ages, is we are going to be out and about one of our brand new Timberland school buses. Busing is new to Timberland this year, and we would just really like to give the community the opportunity to learn more about it and to experience it. So we're going to be out and about in one of our school buses, picking up at three of the local daycares. And so if you are anywhere near Bed Bugs Learning Center, Right Start Learning Center, those two areas we will be covering and be picking up. Watch for the Timberland buses and signs out in the community. Please feel free to board the bus with us, and we will be out and about. It is a family event, all ages.
Okay.
We'll pick you up at those locations, and we will be taking you to Timberland for a dinner, a tour, chance to get some information, games and crafts, and then bringing you back. So you'll have the opportunity to experience buses as your students would and get a chance to meet the staff, see the facilities, and really you just have to meet us. You don't have to do anything else. It's totally free.
That is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Truly wonderful. And the busing, that is something that is new to Timberland for this school year. So an exciting new service and feature provided at Timberland. So
yes,
that should be very convenient for not only the students, but especially for the parents.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. It's going to be a fabulous service to our families and to the community as well. And we're really looking forward to the possibilities that it has for our students.
Who comes up with all these fabulous events? You guys are so into the community and do so much for the community. Whether they're a student there or not, just so inviting. Who comes up with these ideas?
Well, you're looking in the face of the mastermind behind a lot of those events and ideas, and that's truly what Mrs. Timmerman focuses on. What can we do to engage our community, to get our name out there, to help people understand who we are and what we're about, to help transition our new students coming in, our kindergartners, and even building that bridge for our eighth graders who are leaving the school, going on to the next level. All of those things lie under her, Mrs. Timmerman's, responsibilities, and she does a wonderful, wonderful job with helping to build that community. It really helps that I'm from the community and I love, we love the social planning and just getting people in to see what we're doing. So it's a great partnership.
I appreciate that. And I do a lot of the legwork, but it is a team effort. Okay. I couldn't do it without the staff and without the support of Mrs. Coleman and the rest of the administration. They come to me with ideas and they give me suggestions and contacts and they're there manning it. These events that we are at, people aren't coming to Timberland because I get us out there. They're coming because our staff is so awesome. And they get to meet the staff and they get to participate with the staff at these events and just really see the heart that these teachers and our social worker and all of our staff members have. Nobody is excluded from helping out and coming out and helping support Timberland and getting us into the community. And so it's really it's a group effort.
Yes,
and I'm blessed to have a great group of staff that is willing to put in the extra time to help us show the community how great Timberland really is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and one of the great things about Timberland, you guys are very visible in the community and accessible, and that's important.
And it's truly been a burden on the staff's heart to looking at how do we grow our enrollment? How do we get more students in? So like Mrs. Timmerman said, they're giving their time. They're volunteering. The ideas are coming. We're formulating those ideas, but without the manpower behind, you know, helping to put the little face designs on the kids in the park at the face painting stations and the booth setups and just all of the work, the labor that's involved. It's volunteer time that comes from our staff.
That is
and,
awesome.
And their heart and their passion is there to help boost the enrollment. So now we're at the pinnacle of what they've hope for and what our parents have hoped for some years now, and that's being able to provide transportation for our students.
Yes, it's finally
so
here.
It's exciting.
Yes. A new service provided by Timberland. Let's talk about enrollment. Is it too late for parents to enroll their child?
Well, it is not too late. However, we do have waiting lists already at most of our grades except for grades 4th and 6th. And then what happens is we will take those registrations. Applications and registrations are accepted at all times. You may be on the wait list for a while, but when our numbers grow to a certain extent, we're able to open up a third section if necessary for that class. And that's where we're at with our sixth grade. We currently, because of the surge in enrollment, Timberland, we've been a two-section, meaning we've got two grades, two of each grade, K through 8. Well, now we're adding a third section already for sixth grade this fall because we've had that many numbers. And we're just hoping that the apps keep coming so my parents don't have to stay on waiting lists, but we can go ahead and open up more sections. And we have the capacity and we have the room to take in, but it's an exciting time. It's been kind of like a numbers race, just watching the numbers all summer long. We've got them on our board. Where are we busting at? You know, so it's exciting. It's a transitional year, and it's really some good things coming.
It has been. We've been blessed with a year of exceptional growth at Timberland. And, you know, due to not just busing, most of our growth occurred prior to even the announcement of busing. The suspicion that we were going to have it was out there, and also the announcement that we were working towards that was out there. However, our parent referrals have been up.
Yes, they have.
Tremendously. We've increased in enrollment from this time last year to this time this year. We're up 203%.
Wow.
Parent satisfaction is at 96% of our parents would recommend Timberland. 94% of our parents believe that they're getting a fabulous education. So it is not strictly due to our busing. Our busing discussing, we're really hoping we'll provide the benefit of allowing students to get to school on a regular basis and eliminate some of those hurdles that some parents have in getting their children to school. Right. And it's also offering the opportunity up to some students that wouldn't ordinarily have the transportation to and from the school. Mm-hmm. So our growth has really occurred and has really come about basically by the quality of the program that we've had to offer. Busing is really just going to be a great benefit to help us sustain that quality mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it is not too late. I highly encourage everybody that is interested to apply, come mm-hmm. out to our events, come to the school. The facility is beautiful, and we, you know, I would love to show everybody around. I recommend checking it out before even applying. I'm happy to give everybody tours, and we've got lots of events. You can always check out our website to find out when those events are occurring as well.
Okay. Can you give out the website?
Sure. It is TimberlandCharterAcademy.org, and our calendar is on there, and it really gives you some great information. You also can apply online mm-hmm. through that website. Again, it's TimberlandCharterAcademy.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What does the enrollment process entail?
Well, there is an application process. Like I said, I highly recommend coming in, checking it out, taking a tour, looking at the facility. You would need to apply. And then that application gets reviewed, and you will be notified within a day or so. Our office staff is amazing at getting out the follow-up letters for that. So shortly after you apply, you'll get a letter indicating whether your child has been accepted or is put on a waiting list, like we had mentioned earlier. Okay. And then as the applications come in, as the registration paperwork comes in from other students, we do a great job at keeping you updated. If you are on a waiting list, mm-hmm. do not be worried about that. Mm-hmm. We work very, very hard, and we are looking at opening additional sections to mm-hmm. accommodate all of our waiting list students. So okay. if you're even remotely interested, I highly recommend applying as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
If you have applied and you're listening to this, we thank you for applying, as well as we also encourage you then to get in your registration paperwork. When you get your acceptance letter, you will receive another packet of registration paperwork. And that paperwork is very, very important to get back into the office as soon as possible. You do have a 2-week period to do that, and that will hold your spot. So as soon as the registration paperwork is in, then we can definitely guarantee your student a spot. If in the event that you do not return your paperwork within that time frame, you do run the risk of being pulled out of accepted status, and we could replace it with replace you with somebody that is on the waiting list. So not to worry, you can reapply, but then you do take the chance of going on the waiting list yourself. So
get if that you paperwork have that, in.
So, yeah, just to piggyback on that. So whatever the reasonings are behind why you haven't returned that paperwork, give us a call. Let us know. Sometimes it's a simple question. Sometimes it's a, I know, you know, what the times are like now, and you may have had to move, you know, jobs may have pulled you away, but whatever it is that's keeping you from, you've already picked up the paperwork or you started the process, but we're emphasizing this because there's a sector of our families that have not returned their paperwork yet. So don't hesitate. Just let us know. You know, any questions that you have, don't hesitate. Okay. We want to guarantee your seat.
So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's many ways you can mail it in. We've also had staff in the mm-hmm. past. I have myself physically gone out and picked it up, which mm-hmm. I am willing to do.
Wonderful.
And mm-hmm. you can fax it in. What we want to make it as convenient as possible. We do have extended office hours now. Mm-hmm. We are our office staff is there all summer as well. We're not the only ones out there working. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they're there on Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays from 8 to 4, and then on Wednesdays from 10 to 6. So we're trying to make it as convenient for everybody as possible to mm-hmm. Complete the registration process and get their seat reserved at Timberland.
Okay. In the studio with me, Principal Angela Coleman and Regional Enrollment Specialist Jody Timmerman of Timberland Charter Academy, learning all about Timberland, the different events, the new services being provided. There's also an event coming up August 1st, parent informational meeting.
Correct. That is another one of our events that you'll find on the website. It is just a general information meeting at the school at 6:30. It will have light refreshments. We'll have a time for you to see a short presentation on Timberland and get a tour of the school. We'll also have registration paperwork there at that time. Those will occur on August 1st, August 8th, and August 15th, all Wednesdays, at 6:30 at the school.
Now, what would you say separates Timberland from the other schools in the area?
Do you want me to narrow it down to just a few things?
Oh, yes, if you can. Okay. Just throw a few things out there.
There are a few things that separate Timberland. I think number one, it's the commitment that our parents and our staff especially have for wanting the best for their students.
Okay.
They're committed. Evidence of that is prior to busing. Parents had to bring their students to Timberland, pick them up every single day. And that takes a lot to be committed and make the transportation out there, and we appreciate them for doing that. So once you've got committed staff, committed parents, that communication and the communication lines between those two entities really help build a caring and a cultured environment for the students. So along with the caring, our moral focus, I mean, listen to the news. All you have to do is look around, you know, and a lot of the things that are happening right now around our community today, we strive hard on a daily basis to emphasize moral character. So we're focusing on loyalty and all of the different characteristics that courage and all of those characteristics that students need to know from a youth up. So the moral focus and then the commitment to academic excellence. I have to give shouts out again to our parents and to our teachers who have worked in the admin team who have worked really, really hard this year to make sure that our students are growing. Proficiency is a challenge, and we're working, and we've been continuously working hard to close that proficiency gap. And with the growth surge that we've had this year, that gap is beginning to narrow. Our students, we take that NWEA test, and it's a benchmark assessment that we take three times a year to monitor the growth, the academic growth of our students in reading and math and language usage. We've had phenomenal growth this year with our students. And so again, like Mrs. Timmerman said earlier, that word of mouth is getting out that they're it's a caring school, it's a cultured environment, and academically the students are growing, the teachers are committed to doing whatever it takes to help them grow. We've had a intervention team, RTI intervention team put in place last year. We implemented that. So we've got a team of teachers, team of interventionists who work with the students every day for an additional 30 to 40 minutes in a small group to help them catch up on their reading and vocabulary and math skills. And so through that, along with the efforts of the parent support at home and just the whole collaboration, our students are growing. Our growth rate has been off the chart. And so it takes that growth rate to be consistent for a good 2 to 3 years to start seeing the proficiency rate increase as well. So we're on the right track, and it's exciting. It's just
sounds
exciting.
That way. Mm-hmm. So plenty of benefits.
A couple of things that separate us.
Right. So it's really beneficial for parents as well as students who attend Timberland Charter Academy.
Absolutely.
Is there a dress code at the school?
There is a dress code. Our dress code is students wear khaki pants, either black or, I'm sorry, khaki or navy pants. Then they wear polo shirt, which is black, white, or navy. On Fridays, we have an option. It used to be our Timberland tees, so all of our students who registered in the past would receive a free Timberland t-shirt, and so they could wear that on Fridays. Well, we've been a part of, and that's another thing that separates us, a part of a Be Nice campaign through the Mental Health Foundation, and we launched that and kicked that off last year, and it just ties in really well, again, with our moral focus, helping our students understand just the pure nature of being nice, smiling, not rolling your eyes, not separating each other, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of those things that our students in the school environment it could be plagued with, we work really hard to eradicate that. So we have Be Nice t-shirts now.
Okay.
And the kids get to wear those on Fridays as well. And so we're making sure that all of our new students, actually this year, you get your paperwork in, and all of our new students are going to be able to receive a free Be Nice t-shirt. So if your kids are complaining or wondering about the dress code, you know, just know that they'll be able to get that kind of casual day t-shirt to wear on Fridays once all the paperwork is submitted.
Yeah, so another incentive to get that paperwork in early. Get it in and get it complete.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything else that you would like the listeners, parents, or those who may be on the fence about enrollment? Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know?
Yeah, we will be having, like I said, please continue to check out our website. We will be having a lot of information. We do have a very special event coming up towards the end of August, which is our Back to School Bash, and or the community fair, we've called it in the past. But it's an opportunity for us to reach out to the community, to reach out to our families, to kind of say welcome back and to celebrate the summer that we did have and to just really get everybody geared up and back into the train of thought that school is going to be starting soon. So that's going to happen on Thursday, August, August 23 at Timberland.
Okay.
That evening, and we'll include dinner and games and prizes and all kinds of really fun activities. We'll have the radio station there too to you know, let you know what's going on and to kind of let you know where we're at. And it's going to be a great night. It's open to everybody. It's a celebration for everybody to celebrate the fabulous summer that we've had and to, you know, get back into
It's a great event.
It's a great community event.
It is. I've had the opportunity of coming out a few times, and I've always had such a wonderful time. And the staff is so friendly. The kids are always so well behaved, and you know, just so excited to be there. Plenty of informational booths out there. Information provided. So it's just a great time. Something for everyone in the community.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely, we do like to partner with people in the community, resources and organizations, and try and get that information to our families. We try and really make sure that our families are supported in things that they need. And so we really hope to open this up to more agencies and more communities. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're interested in participating, we'd love to have you out to hand out your information. Our families are always looking for ways to support their families in different ways, and so we'd love to have, you know, supporting organizations out to come join us for that as well.
Absolutely. So just give us a call at the school if you're not already signed up to be a vendor or a community organization representing on that day. And again, it's August 23rd from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. It's a community event, so we'd love to see everyone there.
Can you give out the website and telephone number once again? I know there's a ton of events coming up, and we gave out a lot of information. So what's the website so they can, you know, reiterate that?
The website is TimberlandCharterAcademy.org.
Okay.
Yes. TimberlandCharterAcademy.org. And our phone number again at the school is 767-9700.
Okay. Are there any other changes or anything else that you would like the community to know about?
Well, again, we're just, the changes are continued growth. We're planning for that growth. We've got a lot of new hires and hands coming on deck to help build on that RTI program that we've started.
Okay.
Because we want to be able to provide that service to more and more students within our building who need it. Uniforms are still in place. We're just excited. We're just totally excited, aside from the busing. and we will have, you know, some, if there are people wondering, you know, what will that look like with busing and before school or after school. So as students are coming in, they will also be receiving some additional academic support before school and after school while we're waiting for those bus runs to complete. So I'm just excited again about the opportunities for our students who may be struggling. You know, we know the plight of our inner city or urban schools and some of the environmental factors that our students face, and it's really important that we hone in on not wasting time and making sure that we're able to provide again that academic support that's going to help them close those gaps. And to all of our parents in the community that's listening and wondering, don't hesitate to call. We're a school that has high expectations. That culture and climate is very important to me as a principal in the school building. So you talked about the enrollment process earlier, and also one step of that process at times is that they will meet with me and the administrative team, because we want our parents to know the expectations as you're coming in and make sure that we're clear from the get-go, up front, yes. Because we want all of our parents, all the students to feel safe and know that they're in a caring and a cultured environment to help them succeed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about, before we go, any employment opportunities or volunteer opportunities?
Oh, good question. Well, currently, I know that we are contracting with Dean Transportation, and I know that I believe there's one more spot to fill for the bus drivers, so okay. She's actually asked us if we know anyone to send them her way. So it's Dean Transportation.
And it is posted. I just updated the posting on our Facebook page as well. So if you want to go onto Facebook and look up Timberland Charter Academy, the official page, all of the requirements and job description is on that page, and a link to be able to apply is on that page as well. And I do believe you can find it on our website as well, the link to apply.
Okay.
And
great.
I think some of the remaining positions still are playground aides. I am hiring a couple of playground aides, so if there's anyone that's looking for a couple of extra hours throughout the week, we need some committed either parents or just someone in the community who's committed to helping make sure there are extra eyes and extra hands on the playground and give our teachers a break so that they don't have to spend so much time supervising on the playground, and let them have a break as well during our lunch times. Yep, a couple opportunities out there still remaining.
And we always have volunteer opportunities. We love to have people come in to work with our students one-on-one or within a small group, reading and practicing math cards. Mm-hmm. And there is always opportunities. Teachers love the additional assistance, and we do welcome that. There is also a volunteer process that you would have to go through. You'd have to fill out an application. It does take about 10 days to process. And but then, you know, we just our safety for our students is a concern, is our number one concern. Mm-hmm. And then after that has been done, the volunteer application, then there's endless possibilities, male and female. We have a special program called Watchdogs for our fathers, and we're putting together a program for moms this fall. And
Mighty Moms.
And we do. Yes. We have tons of volunteer opportunities as well.
Well, thank both of you for coming in to the studio today and letting us in on all the wonderful things, all the changes, all the new features that will be provided at Timberland Charter Academy.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course, reminding the parents, if you've already enrolled, make sure you get those enrollment papers, the additional papers in. If you have not enrolled, make sure there's still time to enroll. So do so, like you said, as soon as possible, because school is really just a few weeks away.
Absolutely. And any questions at all, we're very, very happy to assist you in the application process, as well as you know, answering your questions that we may have on your in particular student or your student situation. Our staff is very, very accessible and willing to talk to any parents that may have any questions.
Well, thank you once again.
Thank you, ladies, Rosie.
Have a good day, and I know you have a busy week. There's two events going on this week alone, so have your hands full.
Yes, we do.
We do. We're
good
excited.
Good times.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosie.
Both of you have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Okay.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you.